Ladies and gentlemen, Rohit Sharma from the Indian cricket team is here to address a press conference. For those who are joining for the first time, please put your camera on off mode and also put yourself on mute and wait for your turn. And if you wish to ask a question, use the raise hand option or send a question on chat. Yes, Vishesh Roy.
Hi Rohit, would you term the 161 run knock played by you at Chepauk as the best, as the most decisive innings of yours in Test cricket? And when did you realize that you would be required to sweep quite a bit on that Chepauk wicket?
I mentioned this in my last press conference that I would not rate any of my knock or put one ahead of another one, because every knock that you play comes under different pressure, different circumstances, and all those knocks are very, very important. So, yes, it was very satisfying to get that knock under pressure and get the team to a decent total in the first innings. And that was very important from the team's perspective, which is why I think it was very satisfying for me personally. And once I realized the ball started to turn and there was kind of little rough that was created outside off stump for the off spinner, I realized that you have to be little positive in your intent and slightly unorthodox in playing different types of shots on that particular pitches, and of course knowing the strategy of the bowler also was very important, and I knew he was bowling outside off stump from the rough. So I thought sweeping was a better option because there were two fielders placed on the boundary lines, so it was a safer option to take, so I went ahead with that.
Abhishek Paul from the Hindustan Times.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi, hi.
Next is the day-night test, but grass or no grass on the pitch, do you think the second session, which is always in the news in day-night test, the twilight phase, will it affect the batsman? I mean, spinner, pacer, whatever. I mean, the pink ball, because it has got more shine than the lead ball. So will it affect the batsman's visibility or his style?
I mean, see, I've only heard that it kind of plays on batsman's mind, because I played only one pink ball test, which was against Bangladesh back in 2019, I have not batted in that time where it's that kind of a time where the sun is about to set, and the weather changes slightly, but I've heard from the players and I've tried to understand what exactly happens during that time when the batsman's have played and batted during that time. Yes, it's little challenging because the weather suddenly changes and the light suddenly changes. So you just have to be extra cautious. You have to be focused a little more than you are. And obviously, it's during that time when I guess you're starting your second session around 5:30. Around that time, so it's important that you try and keep talking to yourself that you need to be a little extra focused during that point. That is what the players who have played during that phase have told me about, and all our batters are very much aware of it. We've had a separate chat around what happens during that phase of the game and of that particular day as well, so batsmen are aware of it. And you just need to be mindful of the situation, which situation you are batting in. Either you are closing on the session, or you are closing in the session, or you are starting the session.
Amol Karadkar.
Hi, Rohit. We have been seeing a group of leaders as such in the team. Besides Virat, obviously, the team has you, Ashwin, Ajinkya, Ishant now is back. Can you just give us an insight into the, as in, we see on the field, you have been talking to a certain group of bowlers. Ajinkya does that at times. Virat obviously is involved. So how have you guys divided the responsibilities and how do you work as a group?
Yeah, we like to work as a group. There's no individual plans. We always like to go and work within our group. And you know, there's a dedicated players for dedicated roles, which have been dedicated certain kind of roles in the team. And obviously, when you played the game, you do understand what is happening in the game and what is about to happen in the game. So you try and communicate that to, you know, the player, the bowler, because bowlers sometimes, you know, they're just thinking about their plan, how to get the batter out, and there's so much going in their head at that point. So it's a thought or two might, you know, ease them out or help them plan better, you know, in terms of how they want to get the batsman out. Because I often stand in the slips, so I read the game from behind, and it is important for me to pass on that information as to what the batter is trying to do in the middle. So we try and keep sharing information with each other, and eventually, you know, the goal is to make sure that the team gets what it wants on the field. And with like you mentioned, there's a lot of senior players who've been around for a while. Try and communicate with each other and try and make the job easier for the younger guys who have just come into the squad, and things like that. You know, sometimes an experienced guy, you know, like Ishant, who's played this game for 99 number of times, you know, might need a little help or a little thought as to what is happening in the pitch or what the batsman is trying to do. A thought from a younger player or anyone in the squad, you know, just to go around and have a chat with him might help him. And we've done that on many occasions, and it has helped the team. So all in all, whatever helps the team to get through the line, you know, we all are ready to do that. And we've been doing that consistently well. You know, as a result, you know, you've seen on many occasions, you know, teams have come up from a different or a difficult stage and made a comeback. That's only because of the communication that we create on the field.
Rohit bhai, there's a question on chat from K. Srinivas Rao from Times of India. He asks, what's your first impression of the Motera? What do you make of the facility and about the pitch?
Yeah, see, it's one of the largest stadiums. I think it's the largest stadium, if I'm not wrong, in the world. So we were all excited to get onto the ground and see the outfield, you know, obviously just move around. We had a good couple of sessions now, and the facility looks pretty good. You know, we've got a gym inside the ground, and there's indoors, and obviously the practice pitches as well. So it looks a very good stadium, and I can't wait to see when, you know, the spectators, the fans come around the stadium and watch the ping ball test match. You know, it's going to be great. And as far as the pitch is concerned, you know, it's still early days to talk about the pitch, but I don't see anything changing in the pitch. What we played in the second test match, it's going to be more or less going to be on the same page. It's going to be turning as well. So yes, we are preparing according to that, and let's see. You know, when the day comes, we need to still assess the pitch, what it is doing, because it's been a while since international game has happened on this ground. So we need to still assess what it is going to be like.
And one more question is, the Test Championship final is at stake as India head into the third Test. How's the team looking at it?
Oh, to be honest, you know, the focus, when we are playing the game, the focus is not on the outside. We need to still get the job done inside and then focus on what is going to happen outside. Yes, of course, we want to qualify. We want to be there playing the finals. But, you know, we still need to do a lot of things right to get there. So I think when we are playing, the focus is only on how to win the game, what we need to do as individuals to get the team in the top position. We'll be very happy to qualify and play the finals. But again, there are little steps that we need to take before we reach that final and play the final. So it's too far ahead still. We've got two test matches to play before that. So we will focus on those two test matches and see what happens after that.
Venkat Krishna.
Yeah, Rohit, just to carry on forward from the question, how do you think these two matches are virtually like a semi-final for you to qualify for the World Team Test Championship final? From your experience as leading a side in IPL. How do you see these games? Like, I mean, does it bring extra pressure, or do you think that you treat it as a just another game so that there is no pressure?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. What you said, you just have to focus on the process, not to think too far ahead. That puts you under pressure if you're thinking too far ahead. If you try and stay in present, I don't think you'll feel that pressure, because it's a 5-day game. So you know, the focus and the pressure changes every day. So I think it's very important to stay in the moment and think about what you need to do on that given day and get the best out of your ability, your skill set, and things like that. So it is important to focus on little things, and when you do those little things right, you know, eventually it adds up, and you know, what you want to achieve as a team, you achieve as a team when everyone adds up to that little thing. So I think it is important not to focus too far ahead. Of course, you know, playing cricket is pressure, playing for India is pressure. But if you keep thinking about it, you're just going to add too much pressure on yourself. So it's important to stay in present, focus on the job at hand, making sure you get, making sure that you win those sessions, because, you know, in a day you get 3 sessions. To win every session in itself is a challenge. So you just need to break it down, the 5-day of test match cricket, into little parts and try and focus on that particular moment and then see what happens after that.
Pratyush Sinha.
Hi, Rohit.
Hi.
We not last time talked about fielding being one of the hardest adjustments during the practice session. So how have been the practice sessions this time around, and especially with the new LED lights which are at a different height, you know, at the stadium?
Yeah, see, that's always a challenge. Whenever you play in the new stadium, that's always a challenge, getting used to the lights. Tomorrow we'll be practicing under lights. So, you know, the focus will be on getting used to those lights, you know, and the seats in the stadiums, because it's a new seats. So obviously it'll be shiny. So you just need to get used to all those kind of things. We're probably going to have a long session on the field tomorrow. Try and get used to those slip catching, outfield catching, and things like that. Like every new ground you go to, you try and get used to those lights and, you know, the surroundings, the atmosphere in the ground. So it's not the first time for us going in the new stadium and getting used to it. We've been to many new stadiums in the past, and each individual understands what he needs to do to get used to the conditions and the ground. So everyone will have their separate preparation, getting used to the lights and all that. So I believe once we do a team fielding session, everyone will just take out like 10-20 minutes from their personal skill set and try and get used to that outfield and the lights as well, and do the individual preparation.
We'll do last 2 questions now. Yes, Amit Gupta. Yeah, last 3. Amit Gupta, Shriram Veera, and then final one to Sunandan sir.
With it has been a quite hectic 6 months. You raced against time to get fit for Australia, and then winning in Australia, then here. Can you take us through the physical part of it? You know, how does it? What did it take to get fit for Australia, and then be mentally ready from the first ball to sort of take the challenge from the third test itself?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very long procedure. Once I came back to India from Dubai, I went straight to NCA. I was at NCA for about a month, trying to get fit, trying to see, you know, what I need to do to get fit. And then once I knew I was okay to travel, I knew the hard part was coming, which was going to Australia and quarantining for 14 days. Luckily for me, BCCI and Cricket Australia came together and they got me a room where I can train, where I could keep myself fit and get going as soon as I get over my 14 days of quarantine. I had some equipments in my room which helped me to be, you know, which helped me to be part of whatever I was doing in NCA, not to leave that routine, stay in that routine. And then I knew once I get out, I have literally 5 or 6 days to get ready for the game. And then I knew it's not the first time this has happened where I have, you know, 5 or 6 days before I get ready for the game. I've done it in the past, so I exactly know what needs to be done to get ready for the test match. But yeah, it was not easy, but you know, a lot of people helped me get there. You know, it was a good journey, a lot of learnings also from that journey personally. So yeah, I've also, what helped was I've been to Australia many times before. I know the conditions really well. That helped me prepare as to what I should be doing. And yeah, I mean, eventually once the last ball was bowled in Brisbane, we were all so happy to get that victory. You know, it's probably one of the best victories India would have ever tasted outside India. I think it was the best victory, best feeling to be part of that victory as well. You know, a lot of things were going against us at that point, but we came out pretty well from that situation. So hats off to the entire squad, management, people who helped each other get going during that tough phase. So it was a good journey, and I'm lucky that I was part of it.
Yes, Sriram Veera.
Yeah, actually my question was the same, so I'll ask you something else. One funny or interesting memory on or off the field you have with Ishan Sharma, considering he's playing the 100th test. A funny story or anything interesting that comes to you?
Funny story. I mean, these are the funny stories. I can't really speak here, but I don't know. I mean, honestly, like we've been playing since our under 19 days, so we have so much to talk about. But I mean, one thing which keeps me going or keeps me it makes me laugh even now when I watch it, is that incident with Steve Smith when he was bowling to him, and that he was trying to, I don't know whether he was trying to mock him or what, but it was very funny. I wasn't part of that test match. I was watching it from home, and luckily I was watching it on Tata Sky, so I kept rewinding it and saw it like 100 times. And I still watch it. So it was damn funny.
Final one, Sunandan sir will be answering the question in either Hindi or English.
Rohit, जब test match चालू होता है तो बहुत बार ये wicket के बारे में बहुत चर्चा होती है. तो as a thinking cricketer, आप कितना सोचते हो wicket के बारे में, या दिमाग का दही ज़्यादा नहीं करते?
नहीं, दही बात कुछ नहीं करते. हम सिर्फ cricket खेलते, और पिच दोनों टीम के लिए, एक चीज़ मैं बोलना चाहूँगा, पिच दोनों टीम के लिए सेम रहता है, तो मुझे पता नहीं ये चर्चा क्यों होती है इतनी. दोनों टीम एक ही वही पिच पे खेलते हैं, और अगर लोग बात करते हैं कि पिच ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए, वैसा नहीं होना चाहिए, बट पिच इंडिया में सालों से पिच ऐसे ही बनते आ रहा है, और मुझे नहीं लगता है कि कुछ चेंजेस हुआ है या कुछ चेंजेस होना चाहिए. सारे लोग अपने घरों का एडवांटेज लेते हैं. हम जब बाहर जाते हैं तो बाहर भी वही होता है, कोई हमारे लिए सोचता नहीं कि हमको ये करना है वो करना है, तो हम क्यों किसी के बारे में सोचें. हमको जो अच्छा लगता है, और हमें हमारी टीम का जो प्रेफरेंस है वो हमें करना चाहिए. इसी का मतलब होता है होम और अवे एडवांटेज. अदरवाइज तुम होम और अवे एडवांटेज निकाल दो, ऐसे ही क्रिकेट खेलो. ICC को बोलो कि एक रूल बनाए कि पिच ऐसे ही होना चाहिए, और ऐसे ही तरीके से पिच इंडिया में भी बननी चाहिए, और इंडिया के बाहर भी बननी चाहिए. बट जब हम बाहर जाते हैं तो लोग भी वहाँ पर हमारा लाइफ डिफ़िकल्ट करते, तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि पिचेस के बारे में ज़्यादा चर्चा करनी चाहिए. गेम के बारे में चर्चा करो, प्लेयर के बारे में चर्चा करो कि प्लेयर कैसे बैटिंग कर रहा है, प्लेयर बॉल कैसे डाल रहा है, उसके बारे में चर्चा होगी चलो ठीक है, बट पिचेस के बारे में नहीं होना चाहिए, क्योंकि पिचेस में दोनों टीम खेलती है, और दोनों टीम में जो अच्छा खेलेगी वो मैच जीतेंगे.
एज अ बैट्समैन मैं बोल रहा हूँ, एज अ बैट्समैन कभी आप ज्यादा दिमाग पे लेते हो पिच ऐसा है वैसा है?
नहीं सर, हम कभी नहीं लेते पिचेस दिमाग पे या कहीं पे भी, बिकॉज जो पिच है वो है, अभी आप दिमाग पे लोगे तो पिच तो चेंज नहीं होगा. सो फोकस करो कि इस पिच पे जो भी पिच है उस पे आप कैसे खेलोगे, क्या टेक्निक की ज़रूरत है, टर्निंग पिच है यहाँ पे आपको स्वीप मारने की ज़रूरत है या स्टेप आउट होके खेलने की ज़रूरत है, सीमिंग पिच है क्या करने की ज़रूरत है, आगे खड़े रहने की ज़रूरत है, ज़्यादा डिफेंस करने की ज़रूरत है, बॉल छोड़ने की ज़रूरत है. सो ये सब चीज़ है आपको सोचनी पड़ती है. और एज अ बैट्समैन मैं भी यही चीज़ पर फोकस करता हूँ कि अगर जैसा पिच है उस पिच की तरीके से आप अपने माइंड को प्रिपेयर कीजिए, इसीलिए आप यहाँ पर हो. यू नो अदरवाइज कितने सारे क्रिकेटर हैं जो क्रिकेट खेलना चाहते हैं, आप यहाँ पर इसलिए बैठे हो क्योंकि आप ये सब जो कंडीशंस है उसको अच्छे तरीके से समझते हो, इसीलिए आप चुने जाते हो इंडिया के लिए खेलने के लिए. तो आई थिंक हमें वो स्किल सेट और जो माइंडसेट है वो यहाँ पर ऐसे टाइम ऐसे मौके पर दिखाना चाहिए जहाँ पर चैलेंजिंग कंडीशंस हो. आप हालांकि आप देयर आर चांसेस दैट यू विल फेल, बट इट डजंट मैटर एज लॉन्ग एज यू लर्न फ्रॉम दैट. तो हमारी टीम के लिए भी यही है, हमारी टीम ऐसे कंडीशंस में खेलना बहुत पसंद करती है जहाँ पे सारे चीज़ तुम्हारे अगेंस्ट हो. हम इंडिया के बाहर भी जब जाते हैं हम कभी पिच के बारे में कंप्लेन नहीं करते, हम खेलते अपना खुशी खुशी, जो भी होता है होता है, उसके बाद हम आगे मूव ऑन करते हैं. तो आई थिंक सारे लोगों को भी यही करना चाहिए, खास करके हमारे जो एक्सपर्ट्स हैं. क्रिकेट के बारे में बात करो, पिचेस के बारे में बात मत करो.
Thank you, Rohit bhai. Thank you, everyone.
How are you?